SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. Rafi Eitan, a former Israeli minister, Shin Bet and Mossad officer, and the spy who led the capture of Adolf Eichmann, died yesterday at age 92. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a statement calling him a beloved person and a hero of the Israeli intelligence community. Eitan commanded the 1960 intelligence operation that captured Eichmann in Argentina and brought him back to Israel for prosecution. He was chairman of the Gil Pensioners Political Party and Pensioners Affairs Minister from 2006 to 2009. Eitan was also famous for being the handler of Jonathan Pollard, who as a civilian intelligence analyst for the US Navy passed classified material to Israel from the summer of 1984 until November 1985. Pollard served a life sentence in US federal prison from 87 until 2015. In 2014, Eitan revealed that he gave the order to bar Pollard from the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. in 1985 as he attempted to enter and gain asylum. IDF Sergeant Gal Kedan, a promising musician and graduate of the Conservatory of Music in Beersheba, and Rabbi Achiad Ettinger, beloved teacher and father of 12, were killed in a stabbing and shooting attack by a Palestinian outside the city of Ariel in the northern West Bank last Sunday. Another soldier, Alexander Dvorsky, 19, was wounded in the attack. Omar Abu Laila, 18, fatally stabbed Kedan, grabbed the soldier's gun and opened fire at passing vehicles, hitting Rabbi Ettinger, before stealing a vehicle and fleeing the scene. He then drove to the nearby Gitai Junction, where he opened fire again, wounding soldier Alexander Dvorsky. He then fled on foot into the nearby village of Bukin, where he was eventually found. Abu Laila was shot dead in a firefight with Israeli forces near Ramallah on Tuesday night, following a two-day manhunt. An online crowdfunding effort for the family of Rabbi Achiad Ettinger reached over 60% of its target by Wednesday evening. Nearly 5,000 donors, giving amounts from tens to thousands of shekels, quickly raised 1,211,720 shekel for his wife Tamar and their 12 children. Ettinger succumbed to his injuries on Monday morning. Hours after the shooting, Palestinians were targeted in several instances throughout the West Bank. Three workers in the Palestinian Electric Company required treatment for their injuries after their car was hit by rocks near the Shave Shomron settlement. Vandals slashed tires of vehicles and sprayed graffiti on walls in a hate crime attack overnight Tuesday in the village of Batir. Among the cars that had their tires punctured was one that was daubed with the Hebrew phrase, "We don't rest while our brothers are being murdered." The IDF on Thursday said it was conducting an investigation into the death of 28-year-old Ahmed Manasra, who was shot dead outside Bethlehem on Wednesday night, and concluded in its initial assessment that he was hurling stones at passing vehicles. The army said that soldiers guarding a nearby checkpoint opened fire when attempting to arrest him. The army admits that his stone throwing may have been part of an internal Palestinian dispute. Israel is facing the threat of an escalation of tensions in the West Bank as well as in Gaza after four Palestinians were killed by the IDF fire in just 24 hours. United Nations envoy Nikolav Mladenov on Sunday condemned a campaign of arrests and violence by Hamas security forces against protesters within the Gaza Strip. Mladenov, envoy to Israel and the Palestinian territories, said the long-suffering people of Gaza were protesting the dire economic situation there and demanded an improvement in the quality of life in the Gaza Strip. Hamas has quashed the protests and has also resumed incendiary balloon attacks on Israel. On Thursday, Justice Nava Bechor accepted an appeal by Miki Ganor, the state's key witness in the high-profile submarine corruption case, to change his testimony and ordered his release to house arrest until today. He is barred from speaking to anyone involved in the Case 3000 investigation. A statement from the Justice Ministry said that Ganor's amended testimony to police contradicts his detailed testimony given as state's evidence and therefore violates the terms of his partial immunity. Ganor's lawyers have until Wednesday to submit an explanation for their client's sudden change of heart. It is unclear what impact Ganor's rescinding of his testimony will have on the case. Moshe Yaalon, a senior candidate in the blue and white slate, who once served as defense minister under Benjamin Netanyahu, on Wednesday said the prime minister's actions in the submarine case could amount to treason. Netanyahu's election rivals have launched a French campaign with allegations that he may have earned millions of shekels from the affair, calling it the greatest security-related corruption case in the history of the State of Israel. The Blue and White Party regained its lead over Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud Party in a pair of television polls aired on Wednesday after trailing the party in recent days. However, despite a 5-seat majority over Likud, the survey showed the centre-left bloc and Arab parties would only have 58 seats compared to 62 for the right. Following Likud in the poll was the Labour Party with 10 seats. The Prime Minister on Wednesday demanded that Benny Gantz reveal what information Iranian hackers may have gleaned from his cell phone and asserted that the data breach was enough to compromise the Blue and White Party leader's suitability to be Prime Minister. Netanyahu said the Blue and White Party had been thrown into a panic by reports of the hack, claiming it raised questions over Gantz's ability to lead the nation, saying, "How can you as Prime Minister confront Iran, our number one enemy, when it has sensitive content about you? It's not gossip, it's a matter of national security." Gantz has said the phone did not contain any confidential information and has charged that the leak of the breach to the media last week was politically motivated. The Prime Minister and his main rival, Benny Gantz, are both in the US this week to address AIPAC. The Prime Minister will also meet with US President Donald Trump, who said on Thursday that the time has come to fully recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, in another monumental shift in US Mideast policy by his administration. Trump denied that the announcement was timed to boost Netanyahu's chances in the Israeli elections. Israel's Sheba Medical Center at Tel HaShomer has been listed by Newsweek as one of the world's top 10 hospitals and called a leader in medical science and biotechnical innovation both in the Middle East and worldwide. Affiliated with Tel Aviv University, the hospital serves over 1 million patients every year and works with every other Israeli medical institute to educate students and advance the future of the medical profession. The 27-strong Israeli delegation to the Special Olympics held in Abu Dhabi competed in basketball, bowling, judo, and swimming. They won 4 gold, 6 silver, and 9 bronze medals. And in the week in which the Festival of Purim was celebrated, the UN Index of Happiest Nations showed that the Israelis remained among the happiest in the world, but dropped 2 positions to the 13th happiest country after being overtaken by Austria and Costa Rica. Australia holds on to 11th place. This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.